today.
During a tour at Peterson Farm Seed near Prosper, North Dakota, Tom Wolf, a scientist with agrometrics research and training, said there is a battle against chemical-resistant weeds across the Red River Valley. Spot spraying could help mitigate the problem.
One of the ways that we can deal with this in the short term is to apply tank mixes that contain multiple effective modes of action. So basically, at least two modes of action that are known to be active on that weed. Well, those are expensive. And so broadcasting hasn't really happened for those. But spot spraying is possible. If in spot spraying we might save, let's say, 75% of the chemical, we could technically afford to put more expensive tank mixes in. For North Dakota farmers, that means that there's an opportunity to prolong the utility of our herbicides. I said that carefully. You know, every time we spray, we're selecting for resistance. It doesn't matter whether we spot spray or we have multiple effective mode of action tank mixes. That doesn't matter.
Wolf is cautiously optimistic about the new technology on the horizon.